We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of our broadcast from Radiothon 2018, GHS Children's Hospital. And it is good to be here yet again in this festival-like atmosphere as we raise money to help provide for the needs of children who are staying here at GHS Children's Hospital. We're asking for your participation with us. 877-719-5437. You can text GHS to 51555. You can become a miracle maker. That's the easiest way to do this thing. And right now I'll interrupt myself to tell you I'm watching. One of the things I believe is provided for with dollars contributed through Radiothon, wagons for children. There's a gentleman right now pulling his daughter in one of those wagons through this area right now. It's really cool to watch. She's just so relaxed, so comfortable. And again, this is part of the experience that is made possible by people like you who say, you know what, we want to participate to help improve the quality of life for these children who are wrestling with all kinds of medical issues. So that was really cool to watch, to see that being used right here. I continue my thought about miracle makers, because we're looking for those miracle makers in this hour. We're asking you to contribute $15 a month. $180 one-time gift will also do it. And here's our focus for this hour: sending kids to camp. We want to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. Now, to give you an idea of the cost, this is not a cheap thing to undertake. It's about $95 per day. $95 a day. So, what we're looking for, 30 miracle makers. Can you join me in this? 30 miracle makers. And what we're asking you to do is to call us, 877-719-5437. Looking to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. Now, we want to give you a sense of what these camps are like and what they're about. Because again, we're not just talking about fun and games. We're talking about children who also need ongoing medical attention in the midst of their fun and games. So it requires a little bit more of an investment. And again, these are the kinds of things the insurance is not going to cover. These are the kinds of things, these are those extras that again will improve the quality of life. So for these shopping items we're addressing this hour for the camps, you know, these camp scholarships that you are providing, they allow kids who attend one of the GHS camps for free, including Camp Courage, Camp Love Along, Camp Buddy. These camps are specially catered to kids with special health care needs that would not be able to attend camp otherwise. That's pretty simple, don't you think? This is why we're asking for your contribution at 877-719-5437. And we want to tell you a little bit more about these camps specifically as to what takes place and why they are so important. There's Camp Buddy. It's an annual three-day diabetes day camp for children 6 to 12. They're diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. The days are filled with activities focused on fun, self-esteem, lifestyle habits, and nutrition. It enhances the patient-doctor relationships as medical staff on hand at the camp to oversee daily care. And this is helpful to empower the children. Very important. There's also Camp Courage. This was founded back in 1994. Camp Courage creates 2 one-week camps for children, teens, young adults, and families living with cancer or a blood disorder. I just want you to think about this for a moment. And we sent our daughter to camp a couple of weeks ago. And it was just a matter of sending our daughter to camp. It was a matter of her going away, having some fun for a few days, and coming back. But when you're a child with a medical condition, with cancer or blood disorder. It's much more complicated. Here's what happens at Camp Courage. It's staffed 24/7 by pediatric hematology oncology doctors and nurses. This is serious business. It's fun and games for the kids, which is great. But they also have to have the medical care that's available for them while they're at camp. Do you see why this is so important and why this is so unique? This is why we're asking for your contributions to help out. And again, it's free for children. Treated at the Bilo Charities Cancer Center. Activities include archery, fishing, swimming, zip lining, horseback riding, and more. Doesn't that sound like a whole lot of fun? And again, they can enjoy these activities without having to worry about the possibility of, you know, what if there's a medical need, an immediate medical need? Well, guess what? You've got these specialists. The hematology oncology doctors and nurses are right there. That's awesome. We've also got Camp Lovalung. This is an annual event for children with respiratory problems who've just completed grades 1 through 8. And again, the goal is to improve the well-being, quality of life, and opportunities for these children. Campers learn how to manage their asthma while having fun and making friends. And again, remember I told you, what's so important about these camps? What makes them unique? Well, again, you don't just have people there to provide entertainment and fun and games. What do you have at Camp Lovalung? Well, you have care provided around the clock by respiratory therapists. You see how unique this is? And it's only available through GHS Children's Hospital and the work that is provided for through Radiothon, which is why we're asking for your contribution to help continue these. Now, as we mentioned, we would love to have 30 Miracle Makers. 30. Now, what that means during the course of this broadcast, this means, let's see, how does this break down? Every couple of minutes, we need someone to place a call and make a pledge, or text, or go online. By the way, if you'd like to go online, 1063WORD.com, you can go to our website and make a contribution as well, or you can call 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS to 51555. Miracle Makers, only $15 a month, 50 cents a day, or a one-time donation of $180. One-time donation, $180, if you'd like to do that. Some of you prefer that. You know, rather than, you know, making that contribution once a month, let's do it all in one shot. Hey, we absolutely would appreciate that as well. Our goal, sending 40 kids to various camps for a week. I've told you about the camps. You know what is involved with these camps? Let's help make this possible for 40 kids. Are you on board with me? Make that call right now, 877-719-5437. Thank you very much for your participation with us. We're back, Radiothon 2018, coming to you from GHS Children's Hospital. And we're looking for your participation. Here's what's going on this hour. We're looking for Miracle Makers, $15 a month. Or you can make a one-time contribution of $180, 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS to 51555. Our goal is to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. 40 kids, that is our goal. So we would love to have your participation with us, 877-719-5437. Along the way, we're sharing stories with you. Some of these recorded stories, some live and in-person accounts. Like you are about to hear now, I have in front of me a father and son, and they are here to share a story. We have Elliot and Ian Bradley, who are sharing the story with us. They are from right here in Greenville. Elliot, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi.
Good to talk with you. Also, Ian, good to talk with you as well.
Good, thank you, Rich.
Terrific. I want to make sure, I think we should have your mic now. Excellent. So be sure to speak right into the mic for us, Elliot. And we want to talk about what happened with you, because This was pretty serious. 2010, a diagnosis with Burkitt's lymphoma at age 3. Age 3? You were a little guy back then. Do you remember much about that time at all?
Nope.
Really? That is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But I guarantee you, there's no doubt about the fact that, Ian, you remember this season of life very, very well. Tell us about the experience, the diagnosis, and how this all came about.
Yeah, so in the fall of 2010, Elliot was complaining about his legs hurting, and we just assumed that was the normal groin pains. Elliot's, as you can see, a tall kid. He was very tall then too. And then he began to complain about his mouth hurting. And so over the series of several weeks, he kept doing this, and eventually he got to the point where the whole upper palate of his mouth had swollen, and we took him in to see a specialist, an ear, nose, and throat specialist over at Patewood, and he said Elliot's teeth were moving at that time.
Oh my goodness.
And he said, "I've never seen anything like this. We're going to admit you to the children's hospital immediately. It's not a sinus infection," which is what we thought it was initially. And so we came over here, and the following day we were given the diagnosis that he had Burkitt's lymphoma.
My goodness.
Burkitt's is a very aggressive lymphatic cancer, grows very, very fast. Elliot's face had swollen up to the fact that he looked a little bit like a gerbil. And so they immediately started treatment the next day. And he went through 6 months of intensive chemotherapy. He would be in the hospital for a week and a half, having chemotherapy here, inpatient, and then would go home for about a week until his white counts came back up, and then immediately would come back in and get treatment again.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I've got to ask you here, Ian, how did that register with when you first heard that diagnosis? How did that hit you?
In some ways, it's once you get the diagnosis, you could deal with it.
Right.
When you don't know what
it's
the
mystery.
The mystery is the really scary thing. The way Elliot showed up was extremely rare. Typically, Burkitt shows up in the abdomen, and his was in the face, which was is typically seen more in South America and Africa. So, just very rare. We were very fortunate that we were surrounded by a great family. My in-laws could come up, and they were retired. They could come up and support my two daughters. By great friends. We lived in a great neighborhood of really good friends that were able to support us. And I worked for a great company and still do. So I get their support. They're big supporters of the Children's Hospital too. So we were just extremely fortunate it seems strange to say it when you have that kind of diagnosis, but we were fortunate that we were surrounded by great friends and family, and that we were basically 20 minutes from a world-class children's hospital. And 20 minutes from home and 20 minutes from the office. So to have that, we were fortunate and we had that, and a lot of families don't. So
that certainly is something to be appreciated along the way. Elliot, so what are the things you like to do now?
I like to play a lot of video games, especially Fortnite.
Uh-oh, Fortnite. My son is into that, too. All right. How is life for you now?
It is better than it was, and now I'm going into a really great school.
Oh, that is really awesome. That is awesome. It's pretty amazing to see. I guess in many ways you'd look at him and see kind of a living miracle. You've walked through this journey. Tell us about your experience here. Not so much the medical part, but those extras, those things that are provided through Radiothon, what were some of those things that really made a difference for not only for him, but for you?
I think the big thing that stands out to me here is how child-friendly the hospital is. Child life is, wonderful we've also had my other two children have been through the hospital for various things, so we could see that it's not just in the oncology unit, it's all throughout the hospital. The child life just do a fantastic job of being able to entertain the children, give the parents a break, be able to take their mind off of the treatments and explain in child-friendly ways the way that's going on. So they do a fantastic job. The nurses and the doctors here are very child-friendly. They do a fantastic job. In fact, Elliot's actually best friends in our neighborhood with one of his oncology nurse's sons. So he spends, his oncology nurse, Christy, sees him all the time. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's great.
So it's so they're very, very friendly. You know, we just see everything that what people don't understand is the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes from the children's hospital to keep children out of the hospital.
Yes.
You know, I've been involved with the Development Council, and they do a fantastic job that with a lot of things that funds from here raise, and from other events those aren't covered by insurance. So, you know, insurance is not really interested in paying to keep kids out of the hospital, which is kind of interesting. You know, they're paying for when they're in here. So, but they do a lot of work on that. And the camps that we're talking about this hour, they are amazing too. I've been fortunate to go up to Camp Spearhead, that hosts Camp Courage, several times with my involvement with the Children's Hospital. And Elliot goes every year. And it's amazing to see a camp where children with cancer that are actually undergoing chemotherapy at the time can go and be surrounded by children that have survived cancer. In that environment, and a lot of the counselors that come back are ex-patients or siblings of patients, so it's just amazing to see that and see the facility, which is a great facility that allows them to be able to have cancer patients there, because they have a full day hospital. They can have children there that have are undergoing treatment. They have nurses there permanently, there nurses there throughout the week. They have oncology doctors there to support that. So it's just amazing to see and see these children that are going through terrible things, just having fun and being able to interact with other children.
It's pretty awesome. This is why we're asking for your contributions. 877-719-5437. You can also text us, GHS, to 51555. We're looking for Miracle Makers. $15 a month, $180 one-time contribution. We're trying to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. We only have about a minute or so left. This has been an extraordinary journey, certainly for you guys. Where do things stand now? Do we have, in terms of the treatment and its success?
So Elliot's been cancer-free now for 7 years.
Awesome.
As you can see, he's doing fantastic. You wouldn't know looking at him or interacting with him he'd ever been sick. We just had his annual checkup, so he comes here once a year for an annual checkup, and everything was A-OK, very clear. Everything's looking normal, so we're unbelievably blessed.
That's
you
awesome.
Know? You just don't realize it.
What are your future plans? What do you want to do, man?
I want to be an architect.
An architect? Okay. Well, anything in particular you want to design, you want to apply those skills for?
Either military purposes or for city purposes.
Okay. Wow, this is well thought out already. I'll tell you what, extraordinary story, and it's awesome to hear the outcome. Elliot, great job. Congratulations, man. Ian, thank you for coming, both of you. God bless both of you. Thanks a lot for coming, and we wish you the best in the future, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the Vince Coakley Radio Program, 877-719-5437. Keep those contributions coming. Live from GHS Children's Hospital, and man, we're having a great time. More importantly, we are participating in a great cause. We are looking for miracle makers. Our goal is to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. And I want to thank a number of people, and we'll get to those people to thank in just a moment. We had a conversation with Ian and Elliot Bradley. Now, Elliot has overcome Burkitt's lymphoma. He was diagnosed with that at age 3, and looking at him now, you would have absolutely no idea. Looks great. He's already talking about his future plans, well on the road. And Ian, his father, is here with us. Before he left, he presented some checks that I want to draw your attention to now. We have a contribution for $25 from Erlene. Thank you very much, Erlene, out of Traveler's Rest. We also have Judith contributing $100 for Radiothon. $100. Thank you very much, Judith, out of Traveler's Rest. And from Ian's company, TNS Brass and Bronze Works, a check for $200. And I understand you have a story behind this.
Yeah, this was we do a giveaway for some of our surveys, and we had a customer in Canada that won the $200 giveaway last month, and he told us he would like us to donate that to the Children's Hospital. So I brought it down with me today because I have a meeting following this anyway here, and we wanted to do that. But I would like to say thank you to TNS Brass, the company that I work for, because they are huge supporters of the Children's Hospital. And obviously, they've been a huge support to me and my family throughout this whole project. So
it's absolutely awesome.
And all the employees there, too. I would be remiss if I did not say that, because every year we do a fundraiser for the virtual toy drive as well at the end of the year. And we have a lot of employees there that participate every single year in that.
That's absolutely wonderful. I absolutely appreciate that. And certainly to top it off here, Ian has made his own contribution. Are you sitting down right now? If not, you need to be sitting down, because I have in my hand a check from Ian and his wife, Mary. We so appreciate this. $2,500. Well, this place has certainly meant a lot to you, hasn't it?
It does, and I'm probably going to get emotional, but it does, and we think that lots of families in the upstate provided support for us, and they donated to make it possible for Elliot to have the treatment he did and do the things that he does now. And so we continue to be supporters of the Children's Hospital. We will continue to be supporters into the future for the Children's Hospital, and do whatever we can. Dr. Schmidt, the former head of the Children's Hospital, good friend of mine, used to say, you know, his dream is to have a standalone Children's Hospital building. And I replied to him with, that's a great dream, but it's the people, the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, all the support staff here that make a children's hospital, and it couldn't be any better.
It's absolutely awesome. Again, Ian, thank you so much for your contribution and for sharing your story. Thank you very much. And Elliot, great to have you here as well. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Vince, for all you do.
This has been absolutely extraordinary. We have other contributions we want to draw your attention to. Jeff out of Simpsonville, $20. Thank you very much. Patricia in Conover, $500. Thank you very much. Brandy in Anderson, $50. Terry in Greenville, $50. Kelly, your $10 contribution in Greenville. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jeff out of Simpsonville, $20. Just thank you. This has been a wonderful time here, and we absolutely appreciate your partnering with us. 877-719-5437. You can also text us, GHS, to 51555. We're looking for miracle makers. It's only $15 a month. That amounts to about 50 cents a day, or a one-time donation of $180. What's our goal here? We told you is to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. The cost of these camps is extraordinary. It's actually $95 a day, so it's pretty pricey. And I've got to come back to you and asking this question, Elliot. You don't remember any of that. You don't remember the camp, do you?
I do remember the camp.
Oh, you do remember that. What do you remember?
They have a zip line. They have a cool, and they have a lot of fun stuff, and I think they might have gotten rid of their archery.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of interesting. And you know, remember I asked earlier about his memory during that time? Isn't it interesting he would remember camp? You know, and that, I think that's part of what this is for to help establish some really good things and some good memories. That has to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, Elliot's fortunate that they get to, with the Camp Courage, they get to, because he'll stay on treatment until he's 18 here and coming for annual checkups, they get to go to camp every year until they're 18. So Elliot's made some great friends. In fact, we were at a water park and he met a friend, Tyler, from the water at the water park from camp the other day, and they just hung out at the water park together, and so that was just amazing to see too. And he looks like he's doing good. He looks a great kid. So, but yeah, we are very fortunate to have that camp. It does it serves a lot of other families, in not just the oncology families. It serves a lot of other. I talked to one of the camp counselors up there, and they have a camp for spina bifida, children with spina bifida. And they have, he said, one of the things that always kind of strikes him is when they go out at night and they're racing around in their wheelchairs with flashlights. And he says the smiles on their faces of these kids that cannot get out of a wheelchair, and they can do the zip line. These children that are in wheelchairs, it's wheelchair accessible for the zip line.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
Just the facility they have up there and what they can do for these children that are going through and will continue for a long time to go through challenges is amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And again, this has been an amazing story that has been shared. We so appreciate you coming on. Thanks again. And these contributions will certainly go a long way to facilitate the encouragement of so many children who will be able to participate here at GHS Children's Hospital. Our number, 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS, GHS, very simple, to 71555. Can we get some more Miracle Makers? $15 a month, 50 cents a day. Or if you like to make a one-time contribution, $180. Do it all in one shot. Or, hey, if you want to meet up to the challenge that has just been offered by Ian Bradley, $2,500. Amazing. What a day. Please use this number, 877-719-5437. You can text GHS to 51555. We're looking for Miracle Makers. $15 a month, one-time donation of $180. Trying to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. We're sharing stories throughout this broadcast that I think really speak to what takes place here at GHS Children's Hospital. Now the story of Jenny Williams. My goodness. I mean, these stories, they really do really hit your heart, don't they? I mean, just think of this, especially experiencing a wonderful moment of childbirth and to have something so frightening happen like that. And it's great to hear a great outcome. Did you hear one of the key elements of this story? How important it was to have access to this hospital so close by? It is a true treasure to have this children's hospital available. A real treasure. We're asking you to partner with us for Radiothon 2018 in the final minutes of this broadcast today. We'll be back tomorrow. Of course, Bobby Mack will be in this afternoon. We're asking for your calls. That line will remain open all day, even when I step away. 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS to 51555. We're looking for Miracle Makers. We'd like to thank Brandy of Anderson. Thank you for your $50 gift. Terry, thank you for your $50 contribution as well. We are trying to send 40 kids to various camps for a week. Again, that cost is $95 a day. We would absolutely appreciate you partnering with us. This is something we're going to be doing throughout the day, throughout tomorrow. Again, remember that number, 877-719-5437. Now, if you happen to be driving, we don't want you to be unsafe. Texting and driving, don't do that. So we're asking, when you get to work or you get home, just go to 1063WORD.com. And as you go to our website, there will be a place for you to contribute. And you might choose to become a Miracle Maker at the $15 a month level. Again, that's just 15 cents a day. Or you might choose to, you know, I'm going to do this all in one shot, $180, if you'd like to do that. Either way, we want to work with you. Or if you have some other amount that you would like to contribute, feel free to do that. Every bit counts. Don't feel like there's a contribution that is too small, that is insignificant, because it's not. It will all make a huge difference. Again, that's 877-719-5437 or GHS. You can text GHS to 51555. All of you have a wonderful day, folks. Vince Coakley joining you live from GHS Children's Hospital. God bless you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.